This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
2 years ago today, after a month of sometimes violent protests, Hosni Mubarak was forced to resign as the president of Egypt. There is now a new president, but not much more political stability. And depending on the day, just as much unrest on the streets protesting the new regime. It is not, one could easily imagine, a business-friendly environment. Hisham Fahmy is the CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce in Egypt. Mr. Fahmy, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
If an American businessman, Mr. Fahmy, wanted to come to Cairo today and have a couple of meetings and see some people, would that be a wise thing?
Sure. You know, he has, or he or she have to avoid a particular part of town, but we do have many visitors at the moment, and there are a couple of hotels right in the middle of the action, but otherwise there are very safe hotels.
I have to say, you sound almost blasé. You sound almost...
well, you can't... I mean, we've lived there, through it for a while, so we're getting used to where to go and where not to go.
Well, it has been a while. It's been 2 years. I wonder how, first of all, the Egyptian economy deals, but then the international investment community. What do they think when they look at Cairo and contemplate going there and spending their money?
It has been 2 years since the revolution, but it all hasn't been tragic. There are times that are much worse than now. There are times that are much better than now. On the economy, of course, the Egyptian economy is suffering badly, especially tourism, which is 11% of GDP. All our friends from around the world who are actually really waiting to support Egypt and the Egyptian economy are on hold, and that is precarious.
But when people call you, American multinationals call you, and they say, Hisham, listen, we need to come for a meeting, and I'm reluctant to do so. How do you convince them when they're seeing on television things that are not friendly to business, one would imagine?
You know, we're always looking at the long-term picture for Egypt. The potential of Egypt is there. And, you know, there are times when, yes, don't come this week, you know, come next week. And there are people who are reaping some opportunities. This is a French company, but Danone has been growing double-digit figures in the last 2 years. General Motors has been growing. Unfortunately, it has affected the smaller companies, people who can't afford to keep paying their employees. And, you know, there are pros and cons.
Are you disappointed? Did you expect it would be different today, 2 years on?
I had expected it to be better in a shorter time. I think everybody was hoping. Yes, of course, we're disappointed. And we hope the political scene and the security issues are settled very quickly. There is always hope.
Hisham Fahmy, he is the CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce. We got him in Cairo. Thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.